WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Well, good afternoon, Z Country, and welcome back to our Tusk Talk series. Today, we're going to get an update from the Tuscarawas County Health Department about their response to the coronavirus. And my guest today is Jennifer Demuth, who's the Director of Health Promotion and Community Relations. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary. We appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. And we're going to be talking again about COVID-19 today. And to just give everyone an overview of some of the different things that's going on and things that might be starting off, on Monday, outside visitation became permitted for long-term care facilities. Can you tell me a little bit about what this means and maybe, again, some of those safety measures that visitors may still need to take?
Yes. On Monday, it was approved for outdoor visitation only at assisted living facilities and care facilities for the Department of Developmental Disabilities. And again, this is just outdoor visitation for assisted living. And we encourage everyone to contact the particular facility that your loved one may be at before you plan to visit, because many facilities are doing this by appointment. And some facilities may not be open quite yet. Oftentimes, you know, the governor announces an opening date. That is the first date a facility is allowed to offer a service and or open. That doesn't necessarily mean that is when the facility will open, because there are a number of safety protocols that must be followed. And so sometimes a particular facility may need to wait a few days or a week or two before starting to open. So always contact the organization or facility first before you make plans to go, because each facility is operating, you know, a little differently and making sure they can meet all those safety protocols before they reopen as announced by the governor.
And speaking of those health facilities, we had talked about this last week, but let's touch on it about the news that came out related to three centers here in Tuscarawas County having positive virus cases for residents along with workers. Again, these are those long-term care facilities.
We do have three long-term care facilities that have positive COVID cases among their residents and or their staff, and that's New Dawn Rehab and Care Center at Dover, Park Village Health Care Center at Dover, and Amberwood Manor at New Philadelphia. And what we want is for residents not to panic. You know, we do know that COVID can spread easily, but we also want the community to know that we at the health department have been working regularly with the long-term care facilities in this county, and we have been sharing with them the guidelines and recommendations for safeguarding residents in accordance with the recommendations of the Centers for Disease Control and the Ohio Department of Health. And I have to say, our long-term care facilities, the managers there, they have really gone a long way to take all the safety measures they possibly can. And we're going to continue to work with those long-term care facilities to help contain the virus and keep the residents as safe as we possibly can.
And I would imagine that these three specific care facilities would not be able to do that visitation that started, right?
So they would have to follow the safety protocols recommended by the state. Mm-hmm. And right now, you know, the residents and our staff who are affected are mostly not on the assisted living side, to the best of our knowledge.
Okay.
But again, we will be updating the numbers in long-term care facilities weekly on our Facebook page.
Kind of along with the mention of COVID-19 testing, the Tuscarawas County Health Department is offering some on-site testing as of June 1st. Tell me a little bit about how this looks and what folks might need to know.
Here at the Tuscarawas County Health Department, by appointment only, Monday through Thursday, we are offering on-site drive-up COVID-19 testing. And residents who have symptoms of COVID-19, so you might have a fever, cough, other symptoms such as, you know, loss of taste or smell, those symptoms that are like COVID, we ask that you call us first, because you must have an appointment. You can call us at 330-343 5555, extension 100. And on the phone, we will provide a confidential screening to determine your testing eligibility. And then, assuming you're eligible, then we will schedule your appointment for our drive-up testing. And those tests have started off fairly smoothly. There's no upfront cost for the testing. Those who have medical insurance, the medical insurance will be billed. You might want to check with your insurance first to make sure they cover it. I will say most insurers are covering about 100% of COVID testing from the information we have, but definitely check with your insurance first. And again, it's been very important to have this testing available because it helps to give us more accurate data about the spread of COVID-19 in our community.
We'll move on to how, starting today, Wednesday, June 10th, entertainment areas are able to open up, and these do include some movie theaters, art galleries, museums, roller skating rinks, and outdoor playgrounds, among others. Jennifer, can you go over a little bit about what these places need to do in order for them to get opened up?
All venues and organizations have to follow the safety protocols that are posted on the state's website at coronavirus.ohio.gov, and they click on sector-specific operating requirements, and there's a drop-down menu, and they can select their type of business. And if they follow those safety protocols, then they may go ahead and open. Just because they're allowed to open doesn't necessarily mean they will be open on June 10th. Always check with that organization or business ahead of time, because the safety protocols, understandably, are very, you know, rigorous. There's a lot that needs to be done, and sometimes the businesses just aren't quite ready with all those protocols in place on the opening date.
Well, that's going to be our time for this episode of WTUZ's TUS Talks with guest Tuscarawas County Health and Promotions Director Jennifer Demuth. And this is part one of my interview with her. So be sure to tune in next week after our news at noon as we continue our conversation about the health department's response to COVID-19. With your weekly episode, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.